Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Israel, A Simple Guide to the Most Misunderstood Country on Earth by Noah Tishby is a brisk, advocacy-minded overview of Israel, designed for readers who feel overwhelmed by the conflict, the headlines, and the intensity of debate. Drawing on Tishby's background as an Israeli-born public figure and activist, the book aims to clarify core historical milestones, political realities, and common misconceptions that shape how Israel is discussed internationally. Rather than presenting a neutral academic survey, it functions as a readable primer that argues Israel is frequently judged by different standards and misunderstood through simplified narratives. The guide format focuses on accessible explanations of Zionism, the formation of the modern state, wars and peace efforts, and the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian dispute, while also touching on identity, religion, and society inside Israel. It is written for general audiences seeking a starting point for informed conversation, especially in media environments where partial context and viral talking points often substitute for history. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Zionism and the roots of modern Israel. A central theme is the need to understand Zionism in its historical context rather than as a slogan. The book frames Zionism as a national movement that emerged alongside other 19th and 20th century national revivals, shaped by long-standing Jewish connection to the land and by the practical pressures of persecution in Europe and elsewhere. It distinguishes between religious belief, cultural identity, and political nationalism, and argues that collapsing these categories fuels confusion in contemporary debates. Tishby also emphasizes the diversity within Jewish communities, including differences in ancestry, language, and political outlook, pushing back against the idea that Israel represents a monolithic group. This topic typically addresses why statehood became an urgent project after repeated episodes of anti-Semitism and displacement, and how international diplomacy and local realities intersected during the British Mandate era. The discussion underscores that much of today's argument happens because people start the story too late or at a selectively chosen moment. By widening the timeline, the book encourages readers to see why Israelis view the state as a refuge and a self-determination project, not only as a product of recent conflict. Secondly, key historical milestones that shape the conflict narrative. The book highlights how a few pivotal events are repeatedly referenced but rarely explained in popular conversation. It reviews the period leading up to 1948, the establishment of Israel, the First Arab-Israeli War, and the resulting displacement and refugee questions that continue to define political demands. It then moves through later wars and turning points, including 1967 and 1973, showing how borders, security concerns, and diplomatic frameworks changed over time. A major emphasis is that competing narratives often use different vocabulary for the same events, and that slogans can erase the complexity of what occurred on the ground. Tishby stresses that understanding chronology matters because policy positions tend to hinge on what someone believes happened first, who rejected which proposals, and how violence escalated or de-escalated at different times. This section also tends to underscore the role of regional actors, not just Israelis and Palestinians, in shaping outcomes through alliances, invasions, and ideological campaigns. The overall aim is not to turn readers into historians, but to give them enough structure to recognize when a claim is missing context, when a map is cherry-picked, or when a single event is being treated as the whole story. Thirdly, Israel's society, democracy, and internal diversity. Another important topic is Israel as a living society rather than only a conflict zone. The book draws attention to Israel's democratic institutions, political pluralism, and the often messy reality of coalition governance. It emphasizes that the country includes Jews from many diasporas, as well as significant non-Jewish communities, including Arab citizens, Druze, and others, whose experiences and political views are not identical. This internal diversity is presented as essential for understanding Israeli public debate, where security, religion, economics, and civil rights are contested issues with real electoral consequences. Tishby also points to the cultural and social dynamism that makes Israel a distinctive case in the region, arguing that people who only encounter Israel through war-related headlines miss the everyday civic life that shapes its choices and pressures. This topic often covers how religious and secular communities negotiate public space, how immigrant waves affected identity, and why Israeli politics can shift quickly in response to security events. The broader point is that simplistic characterizations of Israel as uniformly ideological or uniformly powerful are misleading. The book invites readers to see a society with competing priorities, imperfect institutions, and vigorous argument, all of which influence how leaders negotiate, compromise, or harden positions. Fourthly, media, misinformation, and the battle over language. A core argument is that Israel is discussed through a uniquely charged information environment, where terminology often substitutes for analysis. The book focuses on how framing choices shape public perception, from how conflicts are labeled to which historical facts are assumed rather than stated. Tishby critiques what she sees as misinformation, double standards, and emotionally persuasive narratives that spread faster than nuanced explanations, particularly on social media. This topic tends to unpack how a single image or slogan can create a complete moral storyline, leaving no room for questions about chronology, intent, or constraints faced by different actors. It also addresses how anti-Semitic tropes can reappear in modern political language, sometimes indirectly, and why readers should be alert to conspiratorial claims or collective blame. The book encourages practical skepticism, checking sources, distinguishing opinion from reporting, and noticing when claims rely on vague absolutes. It also highlights the importance of understanding what different groups mean when they use certain terms, since identical words may carry radically different assumptions depending on the speaker. The goal is to equip readers with a toolkit for navigating arguments without becoming captive to viral talking points, and to help them participate in conversations with more clarity and less manipulation. Lastly, peace efforts, security realities, and what solutions must address. The guide also concentrates on why the conflict has proven difficult to resolve and what any durable solution would need to confront. Tishby emphasizes that proposals cannot be evaluated in a vacuum. Israelis weigh risks through the lens of past wars, waves of violence, and regional instability, while Palestinians focus on statehood, rights, and the lived effects of occupation and displacement. The book argues that peace is not only a moral aspiration but a technical and security challenge involving borders, governance capacity, incitement, and the role of armed groups in neighboring states. It reviews major diplomatic attempts and why they stalled, highlighting how rejection, mistrust, and leadership constraints can derail progress even when negotiations occur. Another focus is the difference between criticizing specific policies and delegitimizing the existence of a state, a distinction the author treats as crucial for constructive discourse. This topic also addresses the imbalance between simplistic prescriptions and the complicated requirements of implementation, such as ensuring civilians are protected while political arrangements are built. By presenting security concerns as central rather than incidental, the book aims to explain why Israelis often prioritize stability and deterrence. At the same time, it pushes readers to consider what meaningful progress would require in terms of realistic expectations, accountability, and sustained political will. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a clear starting point on Israel, Zionism, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but do not have time for dense academic histories. It will also help students, professionals, and everyday news consumers who find that conversations about Israel quickly become polarized and confusing. The main benefit is practical. It supplies a coherent timeline, explains commonly used terms, and highlights where popular claims tend to omit context. That structure can improve how you evaluate headlines, engage in debate, or simply understand why different communities interpret the same event so differently. Compared with broader Middle East surveys, this guide is intentionally focused and written for accessibility, which makes it easier to finish and easier to recall in conversation. Compared with strictly scholarly works, it foregrounds contemporary messaging, media dynamics, and the author's interpretive framework, offering a direct argument about misunderstanding and double standards that many readers will find clarifying even when they disagree. It is worth buying if you want an opinionated but organized primer that helps you move from fragments of information to a more connected understanding, and if you value a readable synthesis that equips you to ask better questions. If you would like to support Noah Tishby, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.